Everybody, good morning. Happy winning Wednesday. Konnichiwa, konnichiwa. Why didn't y'all tell me Japan have earthquakes? We just had an earthquake here. And first giving honor to God, I want to thank him for my well-being and my life, because I've experienced an earthquake in Japan. Scared for myself, scared for my well-being, but it's so good. I looked outside and actually I looked to the people to see what they were doing. Nobody was scrambling here in Japan during the earthquake. And I'm like rocking back and forth up here. I look outside, right outside the window here, see the bay, and people are out there and they're like jogging, they're running, they're walking. And I'm just like, calm down, Regina. I think everything is going to be okay. So it's great here in Japan. It's a beautiful day. As you guys can see, the sun is shining, and I am happy that they have two NCLEX testing centers here in Japan so that nurses, if they choose to, they can come to the U.S., to Canada, to Australia to be able to work. And I'm going to get into the nursing culture here in Japan, but not today. Today, we are going to be talking about this very important subject, diuretics. And guess what? A lot of good news. The first good news that I have for you. Hello, everybody. Come on in. I found my quick facts book. And so, yes, y'all, we're going to get into it. Give me the page that the diuretics that we're going to go over. We're going to go over a lot of information. Five classes of diuretics from the quick facts book we will be reviewing. And I promise you, this class is going to help you with those diuretics, understanding them so much better. So that is what we're going to be doing on today. Yes, it came to me. Hey, if you enjoy studying with me on my Monday and Wednesday classes, you need to get into my NCLEX V2. This is my complete NCLEX review. I actually go deeper than the social media videos that we see here. If you want to try it out before you buy it, please do that. You can take the trial version of the V2. Go to readmarinurse.com to lock in to this course of mine. I love it. So I found the quick facts book in my book bag, where it would have been anyways. But I was so flustered, and I was looking through all, I have like a ton of suitcases with me, that I couldn't find it. And so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go to FedEx and I'm going to ship back some of the suitcases that I brought, because I have like 12 suitcases coming from the Philippines, then here. I don't want to take all these suitcases to Africa. I really don't. So I kept it's winter in Tokyo. So I needed to bring my coat to Tokyo. I needed to bring all of my winter gear. It is very cold here. Very, very cold. But I'm not taking this winter stuff to Africa. And if you didn't know, I am going to be live in Kenya. I hope you guys are going to follow me to Kenya. And I want to meet everyone. I'm going to be doing my master classes in Nairobi, Kisumu, Mombasa, and Eldoret. Thank you, Lord, for helping me with languages. But I'm really excited about it. I'll be doing a master class in prioritization, of course. I'll be explaining the test and also partnering with Kenyan Nurse to help these nurses come to the U.S. Remar is expanding our global arms, are reaching all over the place. We have these global arms now, and we can only do it with the support and encouragement of Remar nurses who are like, yes, I want to be down with Remar. So if you are in the Kenya area, learn more about the class, please tap in by going to remarnurse.com/Kenya. This is going to be a free NCLEX review. We're doing it totally free for all four locations across the country. So I'll be going to nursing schools, universities, nurses who want to come to the U.S. Let me help you pass your NCLEX. Hey, it's going to be great. We're bringing the team. We're bringing everything. Oh, y'all just don't know how excited I am to come to Kenya. You're flying with me. And so that'll be happening very shortly, very, very shortly. Other things that, other announcements as well. I will also be doing a US-based NCLEX review for my nurses at home. I'm going to be coming to Orlando, Florida, your next literally, I will be going from one part of the globe to the next. I'm coming home. I'm coming to Orlando, Florida. That NCLEX review will be April 7th. If you are in the Florida area and you want to have a review before you take your NCLEX, go to remarners.com/Orlando/Orlando. And I, myself, and the team will be there to receive you, to greet you, and to prepare you for this exam, okay? My schedule is still cooking. So where I will be next, I'm excited to find out. I'm excited. I'm getting calls from all over the place. So at the end of the day, the whole goal is for you to pass NCLEX and then you to get the resources you need. But don't forget, everybody that comes to my class, I am encouraging them to get into the V2. Kareem Lowe from Orlando, I passed NCLEX PN3724 just recently. Thanks be to God. And Remar Nurses. Yes. That's you. That's our goal, for you to get that nursing license so that you can elevate your career to the next level. Where you are is okay, but if you can go to the next level, then you may experience a different kind of blessing. I am so encouraged to have a Remar nurse here. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, tell me where you're from.
I'm from the Philippines, but I'm staying in Canada. I'm from Alberta.
Yeah. I just left the Philippines. Yeah. So beautiful.
I saw that.
Yeah, this is my first time there. Not my last time, but an amazing, amazing NCLEX review. So tell me, you're in Canada. What was your process like to do? Like, was the paperwork difficult for you to be able to sit for the NCLEX exam?
No, because we have the program. They're allowing the international RNs to do the NCLEX as long as they're going to provide everything. Proof that you are an RN in the Philippines. And then, yeah, it's good. They have that program now. They started last year, April.
Amazing. So they made it easier for nurses from the Philippines to come and work in Canada. Awesome. Exactly. Did you already have family there, or did you just go as an opportunity?
No, my husband came here first as an OFW, and then he petitioned us as an immigrant.
Oh, now explain what an OFW is.
It's a foreign worker.
Got it. I'm so happy that you are settled in Canada with your family. So talk to me about your NCLEX preparation. Was it your first time taking it?
Yes.
Yes. That is the goal.
I'm proud. After 32 years.
No.
Yes. I graduated 1992 in the Philippines. I took my board exam there the following year. And then I passed the first time too in the Philippines. And then unfortunately, I didn't pursue my career there because, you know, it's too hard to get a job in the Philippines as a nurse.
Yes.
Yeah. 32 years. It's really hard. Congratulations.
You brought Mark
That's
out.
Amazing. Thank you. That's amazing. God is good. Wow. Somebody's going to see this.
Yeah. I really pray that I'm going to pass. And yeah, it did help me. The prayer did help me. I believe in miracle.
How did you, in Canada, how did you determine you were going to study with Remar? Like, how did you find Remar in all of Canada?
Our nurse where I worked suggested Remar and UWorld. Remar for the content and UWorld for the question bank. But so, I didn't go with the UWorld because it's too expensive. I couldn't afford it.
I see. So you did the V2 program. How long did it take you to do V2?
Yeah.
Oh! Yay! Let me see the page.
Wow.
And this one, look at this, what I did with all my sticky notes.
You studied. That is the book of a master right there. You mastered that information. Wow. How long did it take you to do V2?
Well, because at first I didn't believe myself. So I started November.
Okay.
And then I was supposed to take my exam February, but I got sidetracked. So I postponed it to March 14. That was last week. So I got the result the following day, March 15, and then says, congratulations, you passed.
Oh my goodness. I cannot believe it. Yeah. After all that time, you just did a content review, right? Mm-hmm. And you able to cover all of your weak areas, everything, and you pass the NCLEX. Yeah, congratulations. It's incredible. So now what's next for you? What are you going to do now?
I'm looking for a job now because I didn't expect that I'm going to pass. So I said, probably I won't. I'm not going to pass. And I did. So now I'm looking for a job, but I'm going to do my what's that called?
First shift.
I'm going to refresh everything first because some of the concepts are I forgot already, some of the procedures and everything. Mm-hmm. So I need to refresh and everything. So yeah, good thing my coworkers in extended care, they're helping me to go back to the basics.
Oh man, I'm so happy for you. You have a bright future. You can go really in any direction if you want to, now that you have your nursing license and you're with your family in Canada. So I love a successful RN, US RN journey. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Canada too as well. I put that in there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking your time out and letting us all know that you passed. What an inspiration to somebody. I just pray that one person out of the 700, they give themselves an opportunity just based on your story. They see you and they think of you and they say, I can do this. I can do this. Thank you so much.
Why can't you? Yeah. Just pursue your dreams. Study hard and go with the Remar and you can do it.
Thank you so much. All right, everyone, say bye-bye, say congratulations, God bye. Bless you. Oh man, and listen to that story, how motivating. This is Winning Wednesday, but it doesn't stop. We have another Remar nurse. Hi
Goody.
All right.
Hello.
Nurse Peter, where are you from? Where are you representing?
I'm originally from Guyana in South America, but I've been living in the United Kingdom now for the last 20 years.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Tell me about your RN. Tell me about your RN challenge, taking the NCLEX, and you took it in the United Kingdom. This is International Nurses Day. Love it. Yeah, tell me about it.
I've been out of nursing school since 1995. I've qualified 1995. It's been a while. It's been a long time. I migrated to the United Kingdom about 20 years ago. So I've been working as a registered nurse here in the ICU now for quite a while. NCLEX was always something I always wanted to do, but I always doubted my ability, so, and I had my kids little, so I was like, do I want to really uproot them to move them to the US right now? So I just thought, let me wait until they're all grown up, which they are now. The youngest is 25. I said, okay, let me challenge myself and see if I can do it. I wasn't sure what to do because I've never really looked into it to know, like, the process and who to study with. So one of my brothers, he's a RN in the US, and he said to me, look at UWorld. So I looked at UWorld and I realized that, oh, this is quite pricey. And I wasn't sure as to, if I should venture out into that. And then I was speaking to one of my friends that lives out in Connecticut, and she said, just look into Remar. Said she's not that expensive. She simplifies stuff. And so I just thought, okay. And then she said, oh, she have a sale going right now. So I looked into it this at night, and I realized it was $89 for the whole package. So I didn't even do it. I just went straight ahead and I bought the package. And then I feel, okay, let me see what is my next step. Then I realized I had to get all my credentials and everything back from my country. So the process took a while, but I thought I'm just going to like try and study, because I have been out of active study for so long.
Yes,
you have. Then when I look into it, I realized that your program was quite simple to follow. And I started to like listen. I wasn't able to always be on the live because of the time difference, because at the moment it's 20 past one in the morning in the UK. So I would listen to the replay. I would be cooking, cleaning. I'm at work. I'm listening to the replay. And then I realized I'm an audio learner, because I just listen and be doing stuff.
Okay.
And I got my credential and everything and received my ATT. I thought, okay, let's see if I can book my test. So I booked my test. I was really nervous because I wasn't sure, you know, my knowledge on psychs and pediatrics and obs and gynae and maternity was quite limited. So I was like, okay, I really need to push on these weak points. So I went, I did my exam, 85 questions, lots of case studies, and I was so nervous. I waited for 48 hours and I thought, okay, let me just check. And I check. I realized I passed. I cried because
I was testing
my ability. But I'm grateful to God for you, because I loved your program, because I'm a Christian. And once you start talking about God and, you know, you just got me there. And I was like, I have to follow this woman. I really have to. So I'm so, so grateful, because I could not have done it without God and you. I think God has placed you in my life for a reason. And now I am excited for what the future holds for me.
I don't even know how I'm containing myself, because the joy that I have is just, I don't even know. I'm speechless. I really am.
Oh,
I'm speechless.
You're a blessing. You and your family, you're a godsend. You're a blessing.
Thank you so much.
And the thing is, you know, with this entire program, your package is so cheap. It's affordable for anybody that wants to do this. And that is what caught me. I was like, looking at other programs, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all of the questions, they were the same style as your question bank. And I only did 1,000 of your question bank. And I was like, okay, I think I'm ready. I'm just going to go. And yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Every day I'm pinching myself, you know, I'm really pinching myself and said, this really happened to me. I'm in my 50s. This really happened to me.
Oh man, what a beautiful time. What a beautiful time. Yeah. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Honored to be a part of this story. And I'm even more happy that you took time to let us know that you passed, because you didn't have to do that. But you're definitely a blessing to all of us who are watching, because if you are able to do it and still have your family and prioritize and everything that you have going on, you know, somebody else is able to do it, you know, and that's what this is about. We're in a profession that's a global profession. And we need nurses everywhere. We need nurses. Every country I go into, they need nurses. And so as you have your license now in the UK, you have your USRN, you can go anywhere. You can go anywhere. And that's a beautiful destiny.
I'm excited for the future. I'm really excited.
I'm I'm so excited too. Well, I won't hold you because I know it's very late where you are, and I appreciate you staying up. But just God bless you on your journey. I just want to say again and stay in touch. And I'm just so overjoyed. I don't even know how I'm gonna teach this class because you are you've done it. You've done it for me. So
yeah, and you keep doing what you're doing. I'm when I see you. When in the Philippines, and now I don't even know which part of the world you are at the moment, but I'm like, this woman is a blessing. And I pray that God allow you to grow wherever he plants you and just flourish and just keep blessing people, because that's what you're doing. So keep doing what you're doing.
I receive that in Jesus' name. I receive that. We're on a journey together. So all the best, and welcome to USRN nursing, wherever you want to go, licensed nurse. Thank you so much. God bless you and your beautiful family. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. Here in Japan, and it just gets sweeter every day. It just gets sweeter. Every testimonial encourages one to the other that you can, you will, and you must pass. NCLEX, you got to do it. You got to do it. We're getting into diuretics today. I got some free NCLEX content, and I got an NCLEX review for you coming up with questions now. All right. So diuretics, put this on the screen, guys. Okay. Come on. Focus in. We're going to bring it back in so we can get through this class. So when we talk about diuretics in general, what organ are we focusing on? What is our organ? Okay. What is our organ? We're just establishing, you know, I usually have my clipboard. I don't have my clipboard with me. Tell me why I left it in the United States. I don't know. But anyway, so we're focusing on, yes, write it down really quickly so we're all on the same page. We're focusing on the kidneys, specifically the nephrons, which is the functional unit of the kidneys. Diuretics are going to work on different parts of the nephron. We don't have to know the anatomy in detail like doctors do, but we should be able to speak intelligently about how the diuretics are affecting the body. And that's part of the pharmacokinetics that we have to know. So we said this was on page... What page is it on? It's on page 105 of Quick Facts. And I wrote so many notes that I must share. This is the section of diuretics. I wrote so many notes that I just got to share that. I'm just going to keep this book open so that I'm reading everything that I wrote to you guys. Okay, so let me go back to it where we have here. We're talking about the functional unit of the nephron. My next question is, what two substances are involved when we are discussing diuretics? We are watching the movement of what? What two things? And this review really just helps us to review the fundamentals of how diuretics work and what we're going to be monitoring. Okay. All right. So we are talking about sodium. Sodium is right. Okay. The two major substances are going to always be sodium. And what follows sodium? What follows sodium? It is going to be water, okay? So diuretics are going to play into sodium excretion, water excretion, because water is going to follow that sodium. Yes, we do have some changes in potassium, but not all diuretics are going to be affecting potassium, but they will affect sodium and water. And so that's why it's really important for you to be able to prioritize based on knowledge. Okay. And remember, NCLEX is a general exam. So we're thinking largely here when we talk about just general diuretics. We're going to get into the specifics in a minute, but sodium follows water is a huge principle in nursing. And here, let me ask you this question. What do diuretics do to the blood pressure? Do they increase or do they decrease? What sayeth you guys? Okay. Love it, love it, love it. Shout out to... testimonial here. Hi, Regina. I did pass NCLEX RN on 318. My test stopped at the 85th question and it was a pass score. I love that. Thank you for all you do. God bless you and your family. Real good. Onji from UK. Love it. Yeah. Thank you. Let me know if you want to come on. So we have the question is decrease. Very good. These diuretics, actually, you could call them blood pressure medicines because that is what they're going to be focused on. And that's what we're going to be watching in our patients who take diuretics. So for my visual readers, let me just give you this paragraph. Diuretics work by inhibiting sodium reabsorption at different locations within the nephron, leading to an increased excretion of sodium and water in the what? In the urine, especially in the short term. These medications fall into five classes based on their specific sites of action. So we're going to go over loop diuretics, thiazide, potassium sparing, osmotic, and carbonic anhydrase inhibitors. So again, if you have your quick facts book, this is going to help you understand the things that I wrote in there better. All right. So our indication or the reason why patients are prescribed diuretics are for, number one, hypertension primarily. Second, if a patient has fluid overload, if you see them with leg or pitting edema. And then if a patient comes in with breathlessness due to some sort of pulmonary edema, it could be something like what? Congestive heart failure, where you're going to have a buildup of fluid in your respiratory system. Right. So that's why patients take blood pressure diuretics in general. Yes, CHF. So I just want to read what I wrote into the quick facts, if that's okay. So loop diuretics, when we talk about loop diuretics, we're looking at the way I remember them, and you can write this down in your quick facts, is the MIDE and the NIDE, the MIDE and the NIDE. This is page 105 of the Next Gen quick facts. So you have furosemide and bumetanide. There you go. All right, the MIDE and the NIDE. And how they work specifically for loop diuretics is loop diuretics block the sodium and chloride. Now, this is specific because we know that sodium follows water, but if you're taking the NCLEX and they're asking about loop diuretics, chloride plays an important part in loop diuretics. So write that down, okay? What did I have here? Yes. All right, so let me go back to the slide here. Do some double duty. Thank you guys, you're writing them in the notes. So they block sodium and chloride reabsorption. And then what happens is it increases urine output. So if the body is not reabsorbing something, if it's not taking something in, then it is letting it go. And that's where you're going to get the increased urine output that you see in furosemide. You know, if we give a patient furosemide, they're going to be up and down and up and down to the bathroom. That's why some nurses, when a patient is immobile and they have to have furosemide, they'll ask for a urinary catheter for that patient. Okay. Mm-mm. So that is what we're going to see with this specific loop diuretic. Now, another thing is that it does work in the loop of Henle. Loop of Henle is a locational point. All right. Now, what do we also know about loop diuretics? What do they decrease? Loop diuretics decrease what? A patient's potassium level. All right. So even though it's actually working on sodium and chloride, the potassium level for a patient on a furosemide or bumetanide is going to be low as well. So we're going to have to monitor that. Oh, and let me say this. Are loop diuretics considered weak or strong diuretics? What will we consider weak or strong? Yes. What do you say? Exactly. So the loop diuretics like furosemide are very strong. And so what is it going to do to the patient's blood pressure when we give them a loop diuretic? Because they're going to be putting out more urine. It is going to drop the patient's blood pressure. So that is, check this out, that can activate renin. Somebody put that in the comments, because this is a really important point. Furosemide or loop diuretics have the ability to activate renin in the body. And that is going to try to overpower the medication so that that blood pressure goes up. And so we particularly see this with the loop diuretics, renin. Thank you, Melissa, writing that down. So I have here in quick facts that loop diuretics, this is the fastest acting diuretic. It can be given PO or IV. Mm-hmm. You have to watch for a decreased potassium level with this one. And this medication may cause ototoxicity. All right. May cause ototoxicity. The chance will increase when given with an aminoglycoside. So those two together. And also it's used for acute edema, pulmonary or CHF. All right, cool. So let's go to the next diuretic, which is thiazide diuretics. And I have here thiazide diuretics. They increase sodium and water excretion in the distal convoluted tubules. Okay, fine. So we already know that. In quick facts, what I want you to know is that thiazide diuretics are used for chronic hypertension. Okay. They're going to work for that. This is a slow acting diuretic. So it's not fast. This diuretic will take the body some adjusting to. It can increase toxicity when a patient is on other heart medication, such as quinidine or digoxin. And thiazide diuretics, actually, another important quick facts about thiazide diuretics is that they are going to decrease the effectiveness of anti-diabetic agents. All right. So particularly the oral ones. We also write this in, thiazide diuretics increase uric acid levels in the patient. Now, what does that mean to you as the nurse? What does that mean to you? All right, if I say that they increase uric acid levels in the patient. Okay, I'm going to get into the side effects of these medications, but I do want to just put that in your ear. Because remember, we are looking for case studies, okay, that have this information in it. And we need to be aware of how we're going to help these patients. All right, that's what I have for thiazide diuretics. Okay, let me go to the next thing. The next one is potassium sparing diuretics. Okay, all right, potassium sparing diuretics. So we know spironolactone is, even though there's two types of potassium sparing diuretics for NCLEX, spironolactone is the one that you're going to want to know. And I think that's the only one that I have put in quick facts in the pharmacology section. So what they're going to do is they, of course, are going to work on sodium as well. Okay. They're going to work on sodium so that the body is not, reabsorbing it. But spironolactone reduces potassium. It reduces potassium. So it helps the patient to keep their potassium. And so I say here, this is usually given orally. Spironolactone usually given orally. We have to watch for an increase in our patient's potassium. Another thing about spironolactone, we don't give it to patients with diabetes mellitus. And then this is the best diuretic for hyperaldosteronism. This may cause a granulocytosis. Now, a granulocytosis is something that I go over in the psychiatric lecture. You need to know about a granulocytosis because if a medication causes that, you can never take that medication again under any circumstances. It becomes an allergy to it. Like you don't ever take it again. Spironolactone, remember with this particular medication, it is metabolized by the liver, so it actually goes throughout your bloodstream. It actually goes throughout your bloodstream. All right. And that's kind of what makes it a slow potassium. All right. A slow potassium sparing diuretic. Great job. Great job. Okay. Let's go on. And I'm reading basically page 105 of the Quick Facts book. The carbonic anhydrase inhibitors, these are the slowest of the diuretics. Very slow. Okay. Very slow. Acetolzamide is the major one that you need to know if you're studying generic names for NCLEX. Remember, we're looking at generic names. The description of this one, if you look at it in a pharmacology book, it's going to say decreased reabsorption of sodium bicarbonate. Now, that's interesting. Sodium bicarbonate and other ions resulting in excretion of sodium, potassium, and water, okay, in the urine. So you're going to have electrolyte imbalances here. You might have some metabolic changes in general, right? In general, if something is affecting a sodium level, it's mostly going to be sodium, like sodium bicarbonate, right? And then you're going to have an increasing urine production, but it's going to be very weak here. So your patient's not going to be running to the bathroom with a carbonic anhydrase inhibitor. What else do I have? Okay, so that's pretty much it. It prevents the reabsorption of sodium. I have here, this is the best medication for open angle glaucoma. Open angle glaucoma. And if you have been studying for a while, you know that glaucoma is an increase in the pressure where? Glaucoma is an increase in the pressure. Glaucoma is hypertension of the what? So it is very reasonable that a patient would be put on a blood pressure medication. Yes, glaucoma, hypertension of the eye. So a blood pressure medication such as a diuretic is going to help in reestablishing normal pressure in the eye. So a carbonic anhydrase inhibitor can be given. Also, you could give a beta blocker as well. But for the purposes of this lecture, it's a diuretic. All right. Okay. The last one is osmotic diuretics. And I have here osmotic diuretics like mannitol. Mannitol is the most popular one that you need to know. It inhibits what? Sodium and water. Okay. Sodium and water at the proximal tubule, more prominently, the loop of Henle. And it basically increases the osmolarity. And so what happens is when you have more particles, then you need to have more water to support those particles leaving the body. And so that's how it is going to help the body get rid of water. I said this is the best one for increased intracranial pressure. And it is going to be the one that you use pretty much for SIADH. So we're talking about diuretics here for this particular lecture, for those that are just joining us. All right. So now that we went over them again, remember, diuretics act by diminishing, okay, sodium reabsorption. You have to remember this at different sites in the nephron. So the focus is on sodium. And so therefore you increase urinary sodium and you increase water loss. So if a patient is suffering from water loss, we also are monitoring them for dehydration. Diuresis is the action that we are looking for. Diuresis is the action that we are talking about. Now, the diuresis factors, or what will increase or decrease diuresis, is the site. It is the bioavailability or the route. Are you given a medication IV or PO? It is the duration. How strong is this medication? How long will it last? And it is also very much important how your patient is eating. Patients on diuretic therapy have to watch what they eat. They need to be monitoring their salt intake. They also need to be actually probably pretty focused on their potassium, which is very important in the normal functions of the body. just really quickly, what is the difference between an adverse effect and a side effect? You need to know this for teaching, because an adverse effect is different from a side effect. We have to teach both. We really have to teach both to our patients. So when we talk about side effects, let me see if I can make it bigger. I'll just read it to you. We talk about side effects. Remember, side effects are defined as responses that are usually, I like that, predictable, expected, okay, with the drug. And they're not life-threatening. That's another important point. And they don't require you to stop taking the medication. Where adverse effects are toxic reactions, are very serious, and they're often life-threatening, undesirable, meaning nobody wants them. The nurse doesn't want them, the patient doesn't want them, all right? And they require prompt intervention from the doctor. Dr. Jude is gonna have to write an order about what we as nurses are to do. So here are just some side effects, some things that you expect to happen with each of these diuretics. And so if you have page 105, you are just, you know, writing, taking in notes, or just looking at it and understanding it. So in general, loop diuretics, you're going to have increased urine. We know that this is a side effect. Patient may also complain or report nausea, dyspepsia, abdominal cramping, diarrhea or constipation, and electrolyte disturbances. All right, low sodium, low potassium. Potassium sparing diuretics are going to present with hyperkalemia, especially if patients have renal insufficiency or if they're taking potassium supplements, dehydration, hyponatremia, and lethargy. The thiazide diuretics, remember, thiazide diuretics increase uric acid. And so gout is expected. We have to teach about it as well. Increased urinary frequency, urinary volume, and potassium depletion. Are carbonic anhydrase inhibitors, well, even though they're weak diuretics, they have a lot of side effects. So patients can report fatigue, diarrhea, increased urination, a decreased appetite, or even weight loss, dysgeusia, which is a metallic taste, nausea, vomiting, paresthesia, circumoral numbness. So this one has a lot of side effects that we have to, you know, just be aware of. Osmotic diuretics also have dry mouth and thirst, as well as urinary frequency. Many, many side effects. And let me just say this, practical nurses, if you're watching, guess what? You need to be in Quick Facts. You need to be in this book. And I don't care what they told you in nursing school. You need to know this entire pharmacology section because you do follow-up teaching. And these are medications. The Quick Facts book is for RN and PNs. These are medications that both give, and you have to know your expected side effects and how to give these medications safely. So practical nurses, you guys need to take an NCLEX review. Don't think that you don't have to know parts of nursing care. You got to know all of them. You got to know all of them, particularly if you are going to be asking the registered nurse to do her job while you do your job. So that's where it makes it difficult. Okay. You get this book, remarnurse.com. It's also on Amazon. It's also on Amazon as well. This is Quick Facts. Get the Next Gen Edition Study Guide. Okay, moving on to our patient safety considerations as well. Assess for comorbidities in our patient if they have diabetes, if they have congestive heart failure, you know, those are things, if they have hypertension, like those are things that go together that make a patient sicker. All right, the baseline vital signs you should know. Never give a patient a medication if you don't know their renal function, especially a diuretic. If you don't know their renal function, then you absolutely have to, okay? You have to be aware of the medication. All right. Remar, is the NCLEX change the content again? My friend told me new changes on March 4th. Y'all know Okay. You got to be careful who you're getting your NCLEX information from. I see people trying to sell y'all this idea that the NCLEX has changed again and they got new stuff for y'all. Don't buy into it. NCLEX change April 1st, 2023. It will not change for another 3 years. So you can inform your friend. That's not the truth. Okay. That ain't the truth. Okay. Now let's go back to it. In studying our content, monitor for adverse reactions, maximize treatment responses. So checking for drug and food interactions, and then health education. That's what you guys do. Treatment goals, side effects, and adverse reactions. So it's just a lot of teaching here. Hi, Regina. Okay, I gotta read this. All right, this is very important. Hi, Regina. This is Wendy. I'm a Remar nurse, finally at age 53. I passed boards on February 21st, 2024 with 85 questions. Thank you and Reverend Mark for all that you pour into us. May God bless you 100-fold. Congratulations, Wendy. That is amazing. This, look, 20. Mm-mm. Forget being 20 years old. 50 is the new 20 because you guys are getting a major life change when you get your nursing license and you're able to just go in a totally different direction. That excites me. That excites me for you. Oh, congratulations. Okay, let's get into these questions. We have done the content review. We have done the motivation. Here is our first question. I want 4 out of 5. You guys can do this. All right. A nurse is caring for a patient receiving diuretic therapy for heart failure. The patient's current potassium level is 3.5. The nurse administers 40 milliequivalents of potassium chloride orally as prescribed. After administration, what should the nurse prioritize? Number one, monitoring the patient's urine output. Two, assessing the patient's respiratory rate. Three, checking the patient's serum potassium level. Or four, evaluating the patient's blood pressure. What are we doing here? We are looking for what the nurse should be prioritizing based off of this case study presentation. This is a great case study setup right here. This one is amazing. So if you can get this first question right, you understand the assignment. You understand the assignment. I put some great distractors in here, some usual traps of mine. Let's see if you fall for it. Correct answer is absolutely number three, checking the patient's potassium level. Well, the reason why this is the right answer is because the entire stem of this question is about what? Remember, NCLEX is going to tell you the answer. And so if the setup is a patient on diuretic therapy and they give you the potassium level and then they give you the potassium medication, you cannot go to the answer choices and not pick potassium. Because they already told you what the focus is. It's the potassium level. All right. So we have to be so, so careful that from the time that we look left to the time that we look right, we don't go off the map. All right. Because I was able to get people to look left and see potassium and then look right and see respirations or urine output, okay? So from that small distance, it's literally like the turn of your eye. Stay on course, all right? Stay on course. And I'm gonna continue to do these. I'm gonna continue to do these types of questions so that you get stronger and stronger in your nursing so that when you go to your exam, you feel like it's easy. That's what I want. Okay, that's what I want. So I need everybody to see that when you're administering, let me just read it for people that are in the comments like, but it could be, let me just read it for you, okay? When administering potassium chloride to a patient on diuretic therapy, it's essential to monitor the patient's serum potassium level. Diuretics can cause potassium loss that leads to hypokalemia. So by checking the serum potassium level, the nurse can assess whether the potassium replacement therapy is effective in maintaining the therapeutic range. All right, I got to move on to another question. Question number two says this, here we go. This is kind of critical thinking. A client with chronic heart failure presents with fluid overload. The nurse anticipates that the client will best benefit from which diuretic? We have number one, furosemide, two, spironolactone, three, renin depletion agonist, or four, acetolzomide. Which one are we going to give our patient? Thing about diuretics, okay? Let me say this really quickly. The thing about diuretics and why there are so many diuretics is because the diuretic should match the patient's condition. All right? And so if you're not picking up on the cues about your patient, you won't be able to properly match the medication to the patient. The correct answer here is number two, spironolactone. Okay. The correct answer here is number two, spironolactone. The reason why is because this patient has chronic heart failure and they have fluid overload. So is this going to be a short one-time issue for this patient, fluid overload? Are we going to give this patient furosemide one time and boom, bam, they're going to be done? No, this patient is going to chronically experience fluid overload. So is it in the patient's best interest, okay, to get furosemide? No, it's in the patient's best interest to get spironolactone because this is the preferred diuretic for patients who have chronic heart failure because of the risk of potassium depletion. If you have heart failure, do you need to have a strong diuretic that may affect the potassium level, which y'all know affects the cardiac cycle? I know, okay? You don't need that. So, you know, loop diuretics, they're considered like the first line of defense for diuretics because they're strong and they're powerful and they're gonna hit the patient with the boom, bow. We don't need that for somebody with chronic heart failure, okay? And listen, this is why I'm going over this subject in Quick Facts. And this is why I say Quick Facts is great, but sometimes you need the lectures, which is the V2. Sometimes you need the lectures to really understand this content. Most of y'all are audio visual learners. With Quick Facts, you're just getting the visuals. You're not getting the audio. All right. Cover all your weaknesses. So this is the second question. I have more though. Okay. All right. So here we go. All right. And listen, we have more. Let's do this one. Here's some math. All right. So the doctor orders 40 milligrams of furosemide IV to be given 12 hours, every 12 hours. Okay. 40 milligrams of IV furosemide to be given every 12 hours. The client weighs 70 kilograms. Furosemide is available at 10 milligrams per milliliter. How many milliliters should the nurse give every 12 hours? Oh, I love math. What is it? Option one is 2 milliliters. Option two is 3 milliliters. Option four, 4 milliliters. option four, 8 milliliters. What do you say? How much are we going to give this patient? You better hope that you get math on NCLEX. I know in nursing school it's really hard, but getting math on NCLEX is like, yes, give it to me. Let me do these calculations. Never be afraid of math on NCLEX. Please, 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 please. The correct answer, you guys got this one. Number three, 4 milliliters. What is ordered is 40 milligrams. What is available is 10 milligrams per milliliter. So when you draw up that furosemide, you're going to get 4 milliliters. Safe nurses. Almost everybody got that right. Good job. Good job. Okay. Question number four. Here we go. Another math question. This is math day. Let me make it bigger. All right. A nurse is caring for a patient with congestive heart failure who is prescribed hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams once daily. The available medication is in tablet form, which each tablet containing 12.5 milligrams, okay, of hydrochlorothiazide. How many tablets should the nurse administer to the patient each day? Number one is one tablet, two tablets, three tablets, or four tablets. Correct answer. I see some twos, I see some threes. Correct answer is number two tablets. Okay, so I took it extremely easy on you guys today. All right, we don't usually do math. So this is me warming up into giving you math questions. They will become more challenging in the future, but you guys have cleared the first level of math. Safe nurses, two tablets. Of course, for those of you who may not have gotten this one right, essentially the doctor ordered 25 milligrams, but you only have 12.5 available in tablet form. And so you need to give two 12.5 milligrams or two tablets to be able to fulfill the dose. Okay. Great job. All right. Final question is this, content-based. Okay. Content-based. Here we go. A client with liver cirrhosis is prescribed furosemide, a loop diuretic, to manage ascites. The nurse should monitor the client for which of the following complications associated with prolonged use, okay, of loop diuretics. Here we go. What do you guys say? Is it number one, hyperkalemia? Two, metabolic acidosis? Three, hypocalcemia? Or four, hepatotoxicity? All right. Oh. And again, this is number, I am doing page 105. All right. I am doing page 105 from Quick Facts. I see a lot of answers here. Okay. I see a lot of answers here. Nurses are saying it's number four. Some people are saying it's number two here. Correct answer that I want you to know is number two, metabolic acidosis. Remember, when you have loop diuretics, which are very strong, they're going to get rid of sodium bicarbonate. And so what you're going to see first in your patient, along with chloride, potassium, and calcium in the urine, is going to be an acidosis state. It is going to be an acidosis state. So metabolic acidosis is going to be present, okay? Is going to be present with the looped diuretics, okay? And that's the one you're going to be most concerned about. This is a very metabolic acidosis. Maybe it doesn't sound very serious, but it is extremely serious because it will affect every cell in the body. So how did you do today on diuretics? It was a challenging, the information is straightforward, but man, you can write some really challenging NCLEX questions on diuretics. So the goal was 4 out of 5. That was my marker for today. If you didn't do as well as you would like to have done, guess what? You're still learning. You're still a student. And that's why you come to this class. I don't require you guys to come 5 times a day. I don't always have something going on. But when I do on Mondays and Wednesdays, it's better when you come. It is much better when you come. Hey, I'm so excited you were able to join me tonight or this morning for this class. Don't forget, I will be live in Kenya. Tell somebody that Remar is partnering with Kenyan Nurse to help make the journey for international nurses easier. Also, as well, oh, so if you want to go to that class, go to remarnurse.com/Kenya. I'm going to be there. This is where you're going to sign up for it. And it's happening next week. So very soon. Also, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida, April 7th. So go to remarnurse.com/Orlando. I'm coming to Florida. And I am going to be really enjoying my time in Florida. Definitely. Hopefully I can just slam this class. It's going to be so fun. I'll also be doing a master class in Florida. So if you're nearby, check it out. Again, go to remarnurse.com/Orlando. And the thing about being in the US is that I absolutely know, like, sometimes I'll be able to broadcast and all these things. I was in the UK. I was in Great Britain and London not too long ago. I really did love it. So maybe soon for them. All right, everybody. I have to go. Japan is calling me. I do want to come back on later to talk about the culture and the things that I've learned here about nursing and why I don't think nurses from Japan will come to the United States. It's interesting. It's a very interesting culture here. And the United States is amazing. And having your USRN is amazing. But us Americans, we are not like the Japanese. That's another story. All right, guys. So I will see you later. Thank you so much for watching. Good night.